I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian officials and their Western allies are investigating the possibility that Russia has used chemical weapons in the port city of Mariupol. Ukraine said Tuesday it is investigating a claim that a poisonous substance was dropped on the besieged city, as Western officials warned that any use of chemical weapons by Russia would be a serious escalation of the already devastating war. British and U.S. officials have said they're working to confirm the reports and there would be punitive action taken if it is found to be true, and Russian President Vladimir Putin would be held accountable. But getting into the besieged city of Mariupol to investigate will be difficult. As reporter Anna Chernikova tells VOA, the situation in the city is grim.
There is no access to the city at all. Situation in the city is very, very difficult. It's catastrophic. It's really devastating to see the footages of the destroyed city, because 90% of the city is destroyed. It's devastating to listen to the stories of people who managed to survive and who managed to escape. According to the latest information, all the evacuation corridors are not working. So basically, official side, Ukrainian side, cannot evacuate people, but some civilians managed to escape with their own transport, with their own cars. And the past couple of days, around 300 of people to 500 of people managed to escape.
Ukraine's deputy prime minister said 9 humanitarian corridors in Ukraine were agreed to be opened on Tuesday, including from Mariupol for people using private cars. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's office says he and his treasurer